This is episode 382 of Bella in Your Business.
Hi there, I'm Bella Vassar from Jump Consulting. You might know me from CBS, NBC, Fox, Huffington Post, Entrepreneur, or maybe you've seen me speak on stage or read my book, The Four Dogs That Every Business Owner Needs. In any case, get ready because you're about to get your hashtag Bella butt kicking in this next episode of Bella in Your Business. So what do you say? Let's get ready and jump.
Welcome to another episode of Bella in Your Business. My name is Bella Vasta, and today I'm joined by Liz Illig. Liz, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm amazing. And Liz, on our last podcast, we had Maris, Michelle, and Leia all here to talk about how they changed their hiring all around, how they went from trying to create their own Google forms and sift through emails and ask friends and family and post on Facebook endlessly and have no results to systemizing their hiring process and having wait lists now. So I thought it was only fair and awesome to have you on this time to kind of let our listeners hear a really cool training that you and I did for Pet Care Team Training. Admittedly, you and I are the co-founders of Pet Care Team Training. Do you want to just briefly explain to our audience what that is in case it's their first time listening?
So Pet Care Team Training is a simplified training method for your dog walkers and pet sitters. Basically, Bella and I took our expertise over many, many years and put it together in a training where you can train people less than 2 hours, keeping your costs down. We literally thought of like everything. And even once we created it, we were like, how can we enhance this? And we kept kind of just like adding layers and tiers to it. And I couldn't be more proud of the platform and the training and how we can get people certified really, really fast.
Right. So a lot of like Leia, Maris, and Michelle all have used it too. So they get to have certified pet sitters in their area as well, in combination of using that with Jazz HR. So it's pretty cool. Both of those things, you guys can go check it out. jumpconsulting.net/JazzHR, the only place in the industry where you can get 50% off the middle tier and a whole bunch of extra free stuff. It's like the only place you get the hookup that I get for you. And then also petcareteamtraining.com. That's where you can check out the solo or double certification for your staff in under 2 or 4 hours, and Mad Lib style too, where you can actually customize it, which is really cool. But part of Pet Care Team Training, Liz and I have made a dedication this year to doing 4 trainings free to the industry because we want so badly to help support you guys. We do not want you to struggle through hiring. There are so many tips and tricks and awesome things that you can do that really can help expand on what you're doing. So today we wanted to kind of talk about how to have great staff meetings your employees will be begging to attend. And we wanted to kind of give you a look-see into this. Now, Liz, don't you agree that when someone comes on board, one of the first things that we should do and plan for is that 30-day review right then and there on the spot so that they know it's coming and it's scheduled, but also every year plan out our meetings. And we suggest quarterly meetings. Why is that? Can you tell people why we suggest quarterly meetings?
Quarterly meetings, it's not an overkill. It's not asking too much, but it's a good touch point. And especially in this industry, seasons change. So it's a good time to kind of put things together and say, hey, we're moving into winter season. Here's some different protocols. Here's some different procedures. Here's some things that we need to be looking out for, or it's going to start getting hot. Here are the things we need to do. And so it like fires me up because it is an amazing touch point that we can have with our staff. It's also, you know, you can start creating a list in January for your March or April meeting of like things that have come up in the business. And like, it just is a good touch point for keeping people engaged, retaining people, and giving people knowledge and information, because that is one thing a lot of companies do not do is give people knowledge and information so that they can be successful at their job.
Absolutely. So to continue on that, so it also will help with employee retention, right? Because they feel connected to your whole company. It also provides an opportunity for them to have some positive interactions. It's not just always, don't you forget, or you did this wrong, or something like that. It provides a moment that you can just really bond with people and you can see the quirks or their, you know, things. Maybe someone really loved Star Wars, you know, it allows those opportunities to just grow and bond. Also, I think that when you do that, it's really important to have some cool team building activities. And some things that we like, that we always like to share, and things that I did, and I know that Liz has done too. One thing I learned, it was from improv. And we actually had Chris True on the podcast a while ago. This one was his. It's like, we're going camping and I'm taking an apple, and it's the alphabet game with camping. And so you go around. And so then Liz might go and she goes, I'm going camping and I'm taking an apple and a banana, you know? And so you just kind of keep going down the line. And it's funny because you have to think on your feet and you have to like think of something. And sometimes the things that come out are funny. And when we have laughter, when we have emotional opportunities, that is bonding. Okay. Oxytocin happens and we bond. And that's always a great thing. The other fun way to learn about people are two truths and a lie. I mean, I always use the whole, I had a 12-ounce baby in that mix. And people always think like, that is weird. Like, there's no way you could do that. Like, that was actually the truth. And then what does that do? It sparks conversation. So that's a really interesting and easy thing that you could do with the team as well, as just a really cool icebreaker. And then there's so many games that you can come up with online that you can Google. You can do scavenger hunts even, which are also fun because those are team building. So let's move into tips for like, where should we have these meetings? Because Liz, I know a lot of our listeners, you know, they're either just starting out and like their home is their home office. And it's like, do I have them at my home or not? Or, you know, maybe outside the home. So what are some ideas that you might have for different meeting locations?
This is a good thing to note here, is because you want to pick a good location, because we don't necessarily work in offices, you know, like you have a home office. So it's like bringing people together. And that's another reason why it's good to have these icebreakers, because, you know, Sally may not know Kelly, and now Kelly now knows Sally and may be able to reach out to Sally if she has an issue, or vice versa, right? Like,
right.
It just brings people together. So a local library, you could rent a room from there. You could have it at a park. You could have like a picnic of some sort, a barbecue. Maybe you supply the main item and then everybody else brings like food, if that's something that you'd want to do. And then a fun activity like putt-putt golf or, you know, anything like that. Just bringing people together in a place that people feel safe. And also like at this meeting, make sure to like be welcoming and make sure that people aren't standing over in the corner. And that's why like these activities also can be good, because it really allows people to engage where they almost have to, which is good, because that brings company culture and really displays how y'all are a team and you work together.
That's such a great point, Liz, honestly, because I mean, if you think about it, a lot of these people that work for us and even us, right? Admittedly, I hear all the time, Liz, I'm not a people person, I'm a dog person, right? So when you can help create these bonds or these sparks of engagement by these icebreakers or by the setting in which it's in, that's always a great thing.
Have you tried Jazz HR out in the past but didn't think it worked? I have some tough news for you, Jumper. You probably didn't have me in your corner. Did you know that many of my clients who have gone from skeleton operations to a full-blown company where they can take a month off at a time have come with the support of being fully staffed due to Jazz HR? Jazz HR will help you streamline your entire process, show you where it isn't working, keep you organized, and the best thing? It'll make you look like a trusted and respected company to those potential employees. But you have to remember, your applicant isn't just applying with you. Having your company stand out with a professional, streamlined, and specific hiring process that makes them want to work for you is important. Learn more about how you can get free hiring ads, knockout questions, free training, and up to 50% off now at jumpconsulting.net/jazzhr. That's jumpconsulting.net/jazzhr.
So I want to kind of move on to something we touched on at the beginning, Liz, and that was how to plan these meetings. Listen, there is a really big quote out there that if you fail to plan, then you plan to fail. And so that's why I really want to encourage you. It's not too late. It's the end of March right now. You can do it for the next three quarters this year if you wanted to. Get them on the calendar, so that it is something that everyone knows. It is not something that you're doing last minute, you're trying to squeeze in. Because when you do that, what happens is they're not consistent. And when you have them consistently, that also shows like a respect for the professionalism of your business within your culture. Oh, wow, we have these every single quarter and we're expected to come. Or maybe you want to do it three times, or maybe you want to do it two times a year. It's completely up to you. for the sake of this and what we do in pet care team training and what we suggest quarterly. And so definitely plan ahead. But if you are a pet care team training member, we give you 4 blueprints. We literally give you a blueprint and say, do this activity, talk about this, remind them about that. So then you're not even having to sit there and figure out, what do I do? The only thing you really have to figure out is, where are you going to have it, right? I used to love back rooms of cafes or shops and stuff, or sometimes back rooms of restaurants. Libraries always are a really great place to start. That's where I first started having mine. I lived in a condo when I had my place, so that wasn't really an option unless it was the clubhouse. So you want to really plan ahead, plan ahead, please. And then while we're actually in the meeting, Liz, what kind of elements make it really good? We've got that icebreaker and we've got, okay, have them pretty regularly. Can you give us some tips on presenting good employee meetings?
So here's the thing. When you're bringing people together, it's good to have an agenda. If I'm going to come to a company activity, I want to know like what I'm going to do, what's going to be expected of me. Also, like Bella was saying, like, you also don't want to just like say like, hey, it's not next week. People have kids, people have families, people have like things that they need to do.
Or other jobs.
All these things. That's why, like, once again, plan ahead. But also making it interactive, maybe bringing in a guest speaker to talk about the current season, or if there's like a virus going on. Once again, knowledge and information is so powerful. Yes. And once you can give people something maybe they didn't know, or maybe even a refresher, that's going to be really beneficial to their growth in your company and this retention, this culture, this environment aspect. But like also too, making it interactive, making it fun, and really displaying what your company is all about.
I love that so much. And I assume that kind of leads into the company culture too, right? Because when you're telling what you're about and you're showing up a certain kind of way, that's giving people a certain feeling, which essentially is the company culture, right?
Yeah, completely. Well, and it also like brings in a different element of you, because maybe you're at a place in your company, you don't see these people, maybe you don't do all the hiring. It allows these people to be in your orbit, know you're a real human, you know, not everybody may be there, but at least it starts bringing this engagement culture in, like Sally and Kelly being able to call in one another. Maybe they could swap out a job, or, you know, it just provides this overall good culture that we're trying to be able to build. Because when you do that, you will retain people pretty much.
I mean, absolutely. It's such a good point. Cause like right now the job market is very emphasis on people making a difference and being valued and cared for. And people are bouncing from jobs at a more rapid rate than ever, you know, and it's not just those professional jobs. I mean, granted, some people are bouncing from those corporate jobs and coming to pet sitting and dog walking for a little bit and taking a beat of their life. So don't be afraid to really carve out, what do you stand for? You know, we were always really excited and really happy and loving, but also very professional. It was basically like, take care of business and then we can like have fun. And that's a lot of how our meetings went, you know, and I wanted people to feel comfortable and be happy with us, right? Because if you keep them happy, your employees are your biggest asset. And if they're not having regular meetings where you guys can all come together, where they can get some FaceTime with you, and it's very easy to be very isolated in this job. It's very easy to just like formulate your own thoughts and opinions. So like, what thoughts and opinions are your employees forming of you other than text message, which can often be misconstrued? When was the last time you gave them a hug or had a giggle with them? So you guys, I hope this has really helped you get those juices flowing and think, oh shoot, maybe I do need more staff meetings. And when you have those staff meetings, put them on social media, please. Like, please show them. This is amazing content for Facebook and Instagram and your stories, and put it up there and show and get that team photo. Even if it's just the 3 of you, or if it's 30 of you, it doesn't matter. Whatever it is, do that. Have them wear their t-shirts. This is a great time to get some quick videos of everyone. Maybe you want to do a 10-second video of everyone, why I like working for this job, and you can trickle them out. This is a really great content opportunity as well as loving the job.
I think that's a good point, because like, once again, in this industry, we're all not together. So it's like, use it to your benefit as the business owner, like content, you know, giving people knowledge and information, making it fun, showing what you stand for as a company. Like,
yeah.
There's a whole range of things. And when you're creating the agenda, maybe you send the agenda out and say like, hey, we're going to have a 30-minute meeting or a 15-minute meeting. We're going to do an icebreaker. Like, especially if somebody's like an introvert, they may be like, I don't know what to expect. So like giving them a little bit of knowledge and information ahead of time, they can kind of prepare for like what they're going to be up against.
Right. Absolutely. Liz, we didn't actually talk about this, but I know that you and I work so well as partnership that I don't think you're going to mind, but I am kind of putting you on the spot. So guys, sorry. I know that we give away like 4 blueprints as a bonus when you sign up for pet care team training, but I'm so proud of these. What do you think if we just give my listeners 1 of the 4, if they email Jillian at hello@petcareteamtraining.com and they can at least get 1. So at the very least they can have 1 and maybe they can like build their own off of that if they wanted to, or if they are, or they become a member of Pet Care Team Training, they can get the rest of them, of course, with all the other bonuses that come with Pet Care Team Training.
I'm down. I usually follow the rules, but you sprung it on me, I gotta say.
You are definitely a rule follower. So you guys, if you want to get 1 of those blueprints, you can shoot an email over to Jillian at hello@petcareteamtraining.com and she'll send you over 1 so you can see what we mean. Because I know this can be pretty daunting if you've never done one before. That's 1 of the freebies that we give away in Pet Care Team Training. I'm thinking so much about those. Do you remember all the others, Liz, right now? And I definitely am putting you on the spot right now. I think, what else do we give? We give graphics. So when people sign up, you're able to shout it from the rooftop that your people are certified. And we give you emblems for your actual website, which is pretty cool.
And then we do the newsletters for the first 1 month.
That's right. Yes, we do newsletters. That these newsletters go from our clients to their staff. Because one of the problems that Liz and I saw was that sometimes we only email our whole staff when someone messes up, right? And so even though we're not trying to single them out, it's kind of obvious what we're talking about.
Not a good luck.
No, it's pretty passive aggressive. So what we do is we supply everyone with a training reminder email 1 a month. So these things are going to come out 1 a month, no matter what. And you could always add to them whatever you want, but they're supplied to all of our members. Because again, we want you to keep this company culture going. We want you to keep this training going. So if you want one of those blueprints, send Jillian an email, hello@petcareteamtraining.com. To check out the program, go to petcareteamtraining.com. And of course, you can also check out our sponsor by going to jumpconsulting.net/jazzhr if you need help getting those employees that you need to train. Liz, thank you so much for being here for an episode of Bella in Your Business. I really appreciate your time.
Thanks for inviting me.
Absolutely. You guys remember, when life gets you down, always keep jumping. Bye now.
So what did you think? Did you love this episode? I sure hope you did, because I put a lot of love into this for you. The best way you can show me that is by going to iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you listen to your podcast, and go ahead and leave a review. I just might read it on the next episode. I also want to remind you that when life gets you down, remember to always keep jumping. Thanks for listening.